thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Isaiah 30:21 tells us, "You will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the right way.'" A counselor who was once an addict wrote, "I was in treatment for chemical dependency and needed a job to get out. I looked for months, but nobody wanted to hire me. One day I was waiting for a bus when a little voice urged, 'Look behind you.' I was standing next to an attorney's office. 'Go talk to the head of the firm and tell him you need a job,' were the words I heard. 'That's crazy,' I thought, but that still small voice urged me on. So I obeyed. When I talked to the attorney and told him what was happening in my life, he understood because someone in his life was also recovering from addiction. Then he looked at me and said, 'It's funny you came in today. I was thinking about creating a position for a legal secretary and hadn't got around to advertising. 2 weeks later, I got the job, and it was better than any position I'd applied for. It paid more and made the best possible use of my skills.'" The problem isn't that God no longer speaks to us, it's that we don't recognize His voice. Don't be so quick to dismiss the random thoughts that cross your mind. Generally speaking, God won't send a thunderbolt from heaven to get your attention. More often, He speaks through your thoughts. A family member, a friend, a teacher, a pastor, a change in your circumstances, the sudden discovery of the perfect scripture, the writing of a gifted author, or in the quietness when He fills your heart with perfect peace. So learn to listen to God's voice. Listen. There's a great suggestion from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.